Welcome to Matters of the Heart podcast with Rashonda, Thursday's Tip Edition. Thursday's tips are all about getting our lives completely together. However, I don't just tell you how to do it. I offer a couple of tips on things you can do to become successful, all while checking our hearts in the process. Trust me, there is a lot more than you might imagine. Each episode is geared towards making us feel empowered, starting from the inside out. So, let's get started with today's episode as we discover new ways to make the most out of life. Hello, everyone. This is the Matters of the Heart podcast. Here we talk all about inspiration, motivation, wellness, and mind peacefulness. We share experiences, advice, and knowledge to help you improve your life and learn more. The content is 100% for you, and your host on this beautiful journey is me, Rashonda. Have you run out of gift ideas to give the special people you love? Don't know what to get the neighbor who has been so nice, or their coworker who has your back? Well, today's episode is 8 free gifts you can give to anyone, any time of year. And while these gifts would probably be things you wouldn't expect, once you find out what they are, I'm sure you will enjoy doing them, especially if those pockets have run on empty or you're just looking for something good to do during the holiday season and so on. As the Christmas season heavily gets underway, and while we all rush to get that incredible gift for the special people in our lives, I wanted to share a few gifts that we all should remember to give each day of the year. These gifts are all free and won't cost you a dime out of pocket. The only thing these gifts require is a heart. So I have a couple of Thursday tips of gifts you can give to someone this month, next month, or years to come. For all of these gifts can be given no matter the time of year. Just in case you don't have the money to spread a lot of Christmas cheer, I'm sure these following 8 gifts will fit the bill, for their cost is far more precious than anything you can buy out of a store. As a matter of fact, they're all priceless. So, the first gift on this Thursday's tip list is the gift of listening. Don't you just love when people take out time to hear what you have to say? Does it make you feel good? Makes you feel like someone cares, correct? Well, giving the gift of listening to someone will make them feel the exact same way. Take out time this season or any day and listen to an elderly person. And you know, having worked in a nursing home in my early 20s, I got a chance to hear some fantastic stories from elderly people when they were younger. And I also got a few life lessons in the process. But you must really listen. I'm talking about no interrupting, no daydreaming while somebody is talking, no planning your response, but just listening. The gift of listening is the best thing you can give someone. What's number 2? Number 2 is the gift of affection. When was the last time you showed love to someone? I mean, true, genuine, I don't want it back, but want you to have it, love. The Bible says, "And because iniquity shall abound, the love of many will wax cold." And that's in Matthew 24 and 12. That means that people's behavior will become uncontrollable and heartless. And where one would have cared, they don't care anymore. So be generous with appropriate hugs, kisses, pats on the backs, and handholds when it's allowable. I know we're still in a pandemic, but people are doing what they want, you know what I mean? And despite of a pandemic going on. So in your own way, try to show affection. Let these small actions demonstrate the love you have for family, friends, spouses, or etc. The next thing that you can give people, the next gift, and I love this gift, the gift of laughter. Giving this gift to someone you love or maybe don't know will help them heal in ways you can only imagine. You can clip cartoons, share articles and funny stories. Your gift will say, "I love to laugh with you." Laughter is the best medicine, as it reduces stress, it relieves pain, and it boosts immunity. You can even give the gift of laughter to yourself. While it may not cure everything, it's sure to get you off to a very good start. Number four, the gift of a written note. While buying a card is nice, actually making one or writing a letter is better. It can be a simple thanks for the help note or a full sonnet. A brief handwritten note may be remembered for a lifetime, and maybe it might even change your life. It lets the person know that you actually took out time to care. I remember when I was in my teens and I had a best friend, and her name was Carrie, and honestly, Carrie would write me so many letters. I mean, but I love the letters that she wrote, because first of all, it's just a factor of that in her busy time, she took out time to actually sit down and write me a letter. And she would write, you know, me letters, and I would get them. And I don't know if I wrote letters back. But to this, I would say up until probably maybe 2 years ago, I still had those letters. And those letters followed me from place to place, from city to city, state to state. But I kept those letters for a total of, what was it, 18 or 21 years. And it was just amazing to go back and just to read them, and just the places of where we both were at that time. It was so good. But people don't write letters anymore. I also belong to a church with a pastor who would take out time. Like, you would write her a letter and she would take out time and write you back. And sometimes, I'm not talking about just no one page things or just a little. I'm talking about sometimes those letters would be 2-3 pages. But I always admired and honored the fact that she would take out time and just sit and write you a letter. It felt so personal. It felt so nice. And I just loved it. So you can give the gift of a written note to anyone. I think it'll be really, really special. And it'll show whoever you're giving it to that it's actually coming from the heart, you know. So, number five, the gift of a compliment. A sincere and straightforward, "You look great in red," "You did a super job," or "That was a wonderful meal," can make someone's day. The smallest of words hold the most value. The gift of a compliment. Six, the gift of a favor. Every day, go out of your way to do something kind for someone else outside of yourself. You know what I mean? I used to say a lot that when I was like, "Lord, when I get a little extra, when you bless me to a little extra, a little more money, I want to go to the store and I just want to buy people groceries. You know, I want to, if I'm in the drive-through line, I just want to get the person's, you know, maybe 2 or 3 people behind me and just pay for their meal and, you know, and whatever." And sometimes we wait on opportunities to happen in order for us to do something great. But I'm a firm believer, and I really do believe that God wants to see what we do with what we have. You know, I don't have much. And God knows I don't have Beyonce or Jay-Z's bank account, but the little bank account I do have, you know, praise the Lord for it. You know, it's just, you know, God wants to see what I do. So what I started doing was, I would, even if I didn't have a little extra, maybe I had, you know, an extra $20 or whatever. If I was in a drive-thru and God would lay it on my heart, I would pay for the person behind me. you know, I would volunteer to pay for someone's groceries or pay for someone's gas and, you know, and whatever. I believe God wants to see what we do with the small before he blesses us with the big. Because we all will say, well, you know what? When I get $1 million, I'm going to do this, 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 and this. But what are you doing with the every 2 weeks pay period? The paycheck that you get. So, you know, the gift of a favor, it doesn't cost much to do a favor for someone. And maybe the person behind you just got a cup of coffee. And how much is that? You know, so that's not going to hurt you. And we spend more than that doing and getting things that we really don't need. So the gift of a favor every day. Go out of your way to do something kind for someone else outside of yourself. Number 7, the gift of volunteering. I really believe that we were called to serve others and not just ourselves with all my heart. We live in a time, honestly, where it's so easy to take, take, take and not give, give, give. Volunteering takes the focus off of us and places it on someone else for a change. I always and will always need something. But volunteering your time and resources to do something nice for a group or charity is the best feeling in the world. So I challenge you, seek out a charity to support or a place where you can volunteer and serve the less fortunate. Or hey, someone who doesn't have a car and maybe need a ride to the store. So it's the little things, it's the small things. And last but not least, drum roll please, the gift of a cheerful disposition. The easiest way to feel good is to extend a kind word to someone. Really, it's not that hard to say hello or thank you or how are you doing today. Sometimes people just need a smile or happy face, you know, to let them know it will be okay. So it's like, you know, I was in Walmart one day and I could tell she was an older woman, but her hairstyle, it's like she had, her hair was totally gray, but it was so beautiful. And that I kept feeling like in my spirit, like to tell her that her hair was beautiful. And I was like, I ain't gonna go up and tell that woman that, you know, what if she, you know how, I mean, you know, you can't do, sometimes you can't do stuff like that these days. Cause then people look at you all crazy and whatever. It's just the world we live in. It's a different world. But you know, I was like, I don't know what So when something keeps tugging at me, I'm like, okay, I'm gonna do it. I went up to her and I said, ma'am, I said, I just want you to know that your hair is so beautiful. I said, it looks so good on you. And you know what she said? She said, thank you so much for telling me that. She said, because I was feeling bad and self-conscious about it. She said, and I, you know, it's something new, but you know, she said, I was just feeling really bad and self-confident about it. You know, I wasn't feeling confident about it. She said, but thank you so much, you know, for telling me that. And when she said that, I felt good. I was like, man, just think, because I had no idea that she was feeling that way. And I was just thinking like, what if I didn't say something, you know? So the gift of a cheerful disposition, I promise you, sometimes people, they just need a smile. They just need to, for you to tell them. And it goes back to the gift of a compliment, you know, cause that's what that was too. You know, just, hey, just telling her that she looked nice. Or when people look at you and, you know, and sometimes, you know, I have to admit, and I have to be very transparent. Sometimes I would go around and I would have this mean mug look on my face like Ice Cube, and you know, because I didn't really want to be approached by certain people, you know, and whatever. And I just feel like if I had that Ice Cube mean mug look, you know, then they wouldn't come up to me and say certain things. But everybody don't need that mean mug look. Some people need you when you look up at them and y'all's eyes connect. They need a smile because maybe they're not having the best day. Maybe they just got some bad news. Maybe they feel like life sucks and, it ain't no good people in the world. And when you look at them and you guys' eyes, connect and you smile, that you just don't know what that might do to them or what it is doing to them. They may not say nothing, but because we don't know what people are thinking in their minds. We don't know what people are going through behind closed doors, or where they are in their spirit, or whatnot. We just don't know. And we live in a world where it's sad, but we just don't know. So smile. It's nothing wrong. You can do Ice Cube another day, but smile. I promise you, it will change a life. We don't know whose lives we're changing, and everybody may not come and tell you that, oh, you changed my life. We may not hear that, but by us doing it, we're changing lives, and you just don't know. You'll never know, probably. So, look. That's it. Sometimes, I guess, to wrap all of this up, what I'm really trying to say is sometimes the smallest things or gestures are the ones that are never forgotten. Because as my favorite quote states, love doesn't take a holiday. I know people, it's Christmas time, we're in this holiday season, and that's when people are the nicest. But honestly, true love, real love, it doesn't take a holiday to show it. It's shown every single day. People will lose a gift or even forget what was given to them. But making someone's day is a feeling that will last a lifetime. So I hope you got some good tips today. And I hope that you use them. Listen, if you do use one of these tips, email me. Let me know. Let me know how it go at inspirationswithrashonda@gmail.com. The email is in the description. So I have one more tip coming up next Thursday. We're going to be talking about holiday survival 101. How to survive the day with family, friends, or in-laws who ask nagging questions every single year. Okay. So stay tuned. See you next Thursday. Have a wonderful day. That was it for today's episode. I hope you were inspired and feel positive vibes whenever you spend some time with me, Rashonda, and the Matters of the Heart podcast. Thank you for tuning in. And don't forget to join me next time as we dive deeper into our spiritual, mental, and physical journey. If you enjoyed today's episode, share it with your friends and family so we can grow our community as we all learn together. You can also follow Matters of the Heart podcast on Facebook to stay tuned for what's coming next. Say, stay with me by subscribing wherever your favorite music and podcast stations reside. And as always, watch your heart because its actions will follow. Thank you for listening. And until next time, take care.